According to the World Bank's Zimbabwe Economic Update, the economy is set to expand by 3.1% this year, thanks largely to the agricultural sector's recovery. The current growing season has been punctuated by above normal rainfall, and the harvest is expected to be good this year. The report also notes that the situation will improve as inflation ebbs and businesses adjust to COVID-19 limitations, although the pandemic will continue to impede the economy's ability to produce jobs, reduce poverty, and improve living standards. The bank expects Zimbabwe's gross domestic products to grow further in 2022 to just above 5% as the current vaccination program improves and the government's national development strategy bears fruit. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's finance ministry says it has recorded a budget surplus in the first quarter of 2021 amounting to 9.8 billion Zimbabwean dollars or US 119 million dollars using the official exchange rate. Local economic analysts view the optimism expressed by both the World Bank and the government cautiously, noting that citizens continue to struggle to make ends meet. Economic analyst Felix Chari weighs in.
There is a general agreement that there is a low demand in the economy. This is accounted for by the fall in labor earnings, especially for civil servants, who contribute a majority of the labor force. To achieve the intended economic growth, there is need to raise salaries as a way of improving demand and expenditure in the economy. Remember, expenditure drives economic growth.
Another economic analyst, Reggie Shoko, highlights the importance of agriculture to economic growth. He says any progress can be reversed by what he says is the government's knack for issuing disruptive directives such as the so-called SI statutory instruments affecting banks and businesses. The most recent one sets rules for businesses that apply for foreign currency, including a measure to ensure that companies use funds obtained on foreign exchange markets for purposes for which they are intended.
But there's still also risks are associated with the current SI 127. That has caused a volatility in the economy that will increase inflation by its operation, and it might have a serious impact on certain things that have been positive over the few months, which will give a dent to the current positive trajectory that everyone is forecasting in the 2021 into 2022 in the Zimbabwean economy.
Analysts such as Shoko say more needs to be done to provide financing for social services, health, and education, given the tensions exacerbated by the global pandemic. But they say the real test for the economy will be when borders are reopened and there's renewed demand for foreign goods and for foreign exchange, among other challenges. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Blamayo, Zimbabwe.